Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 347. Our Love-Hate Relationship with God's Ten Commandment Law. By nature we all have a love-hate relationship with God's Ten Commandment Law. The carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. As descendants of the fallen Adam, with his sinful nature, that is our natural condition, enmity against the pure, holy law. Don't let anyone fool himself that he or she was born with a sinless nature. We all need to be converted. But there is also a sense in which we fallen humans have a love affair with the law, because God promised in the Garden of Eden that he would implant in every human heart an enmity against sin and its author, the serpent. This is true of every human being, for Christ is the light which gives light to every man who comes into the world. God doesn't keep his purposes to himself. He is not shy to say what he believes. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So, this love-hate relationship is true of everybody, and it all adds up, for what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. What an unhappy tension. The reason why God did not leave us in a 100% hate relationship is because he loved us. The law of God and the Ten Commandments has often been misunderstood, even misquoted. Most printings, especially in charts, leave out the indispensable preamble, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." Before we even come to the first commandment, he gives us good news. He does not say, "I would like to deliver you out of bondage, if. No. He says, "I have past tense brought you out of bondage." And there we have the gospel proclaimed to us before the law is given. Christ has already done what God promised in the Garden of Eden he would do. He has trampled the serpent on the head. What the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh but according to the Spirit. All this good news is included in the preamble to the Ten Commandments, which is why a wise writer said long ago that they are ten promises, if we correctly understand them.